Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mark King, for this show. Today is the Los Angeles Clippers versus the Memphis Grizzlies preview. So we're going to talk about the Grizzlies versus the Clippers today and what the Grizzlies need to do to get a W. Hate to say it, but that's going to be tough considering the Clippers are one of the better teams in the NBA. I mean, that's just the truth. They are 25-11, third in the Western Conference. They haven't played great over the last 10, but they are still a good team nonetheless. So this could be a pretty quick preview. We're to talk about just where the Los Angeles Clippers rank, what they did in the last game against the Grizzlies, and just what the matchups to look for and what the Grizzlies can possibly do to slow down the Los Angeles Clippers. First of all, let's start with the injury lineup or injury report. Jay Crowder is day-to-day, although I think he'll play. He is just questionable on that ankle soreness. Paul George from the Clippers is day-to-day as well. I think he'll play as well. Patrick Beverley, however, is out for the Clippers and will not play for them. So that's good news for Ja Morant, considering he would probably see some time against Patrick Beverley as a defender. So that's good news for Ja Morant, and since he'll see their backup point guard, probably Lou Williams, some more on him in defensive possessions for Ja Morant. So I think he'll probably be able to get to the bucket a little bit better than he normally would have, considering Patrick Beverley probably will not play today. Over the last 10 for these two teams, the Grizzlies are 5-5 over the last 10. The Clippers are 6-4 over the last 10. They have played each other before. They played against each other in the Forum on November 27th. The Grizzlies lost that game by 2 points. It was 121-119. And that was a tough game because, you know, the Clippers had they have a good bench unit, and they have someone like Lou Williams who can get hot and go off and score at any moment, and that's exactly what happened. You only got 22 points, not that that's not a lot, from Paul George. Kawhi Leonard did not play in this game. Mo Harkless only had 5 points, but Lou Williams had 24 points. Montrezl Harrell had 24 points, and that's going to be kind of the lesson here again for the Clippers, and we get into our keys to the game. The Grizzlies also, you know, they had Jay Crowder 20 points, Jonas Valanciunas 30 points, Ja Morant 20 points, Jaren Jackson Jr. 17 points, and still lost by 2 points. Like, they got a lot of production out of their starting unit, and they still lost by 2 points. So that to tell you how good the Clippers really are. And the Grizzlies only had 10 points from Brandon Clark. Solomon Hill had a couple points. D'Anthony Melton did not play in this game. Kyle Anderson did not play in this game. Marko Guderic is the one playing in this game off the wing, really, and Grayson Allen. So we'll see how that wing rotation shakes out today. But D'Anthony Melton will definitely be in it. Kyle Anderson will definitely be in it. Kyle Anderson was hurt last time. D'Anthony was just not in the rotation last time. So it is a bit of a different bench unit than the Grizzlies have had previously against the Clippers. And it's a much better bench unit than they had previously against the Clippers. So that's something to note for the Grizzlies. Let's talk about matchups before we get into keys of the game. Let's talk about matchups for the Grizzlies. And it's going to be big. Kawhi Leonard versus Jay Crowder. If Jay Crowder's playing, he'll match up with Kawhi Leonard. And that's going to be tough. I mean, it's Kawhi Leonard. There's not much to do there, but you can really take away his driving ability. That's where he really shines and does a lot of his damage. So he's very, very good at it. I mean, he's a really good all-around player. He's a good defensive player. So Jay Crowder versus Kawhi Leonard will be huge for the Grizzlies, just because, I mean, again, Kawhi Leonard is such a good player. It's a tough matchup. Paul George versus Dylan Brooks, again, that's a tough matchup. It's going to be very, very difficult to slow down Paul George. He didn't do it in the last game, and I don't expect him to do it in this game. So, you know, those two players are probably going to get theirs. I mean, it's really what it boils down to. They're probably going to get theirs because they are very, very good at basketball, and they're just really hard to slow down at any point in any game. Once they get going, they can really get going, and they're very difficult to stop, no matter who you are. We've seen really, really good defensive players struggle against Kawhi Leonard, so I don't expect Jay Crowder or Dylan Brooks to slow down Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. I just don't. Really what we're going to look for matchup-wise is kind of I would say bench versus bench unit. This is where you have Lou Williams coming off the bench, Jermichael Green coming off the bench, Montrezl Harrell coming off the bench, versus people like Tyus Jones, Brandon Clark, D'Anthony Melton. Like, how can D'Anthony Melton slow down Lou Williams, which is probably what you'll get defensively? How can D'Anthony Melton really attack Lou Williams defensively, probably try to turn him over? you know, really limit him, take him off the three-point line, make him go to the basket, you know, running at him, closing out really, really well. Like, taking Lou Williams away off the bench is something that will be huge for the Grizzlies. Like, if Paul George and Kawhi Leonard go out and get theirs, as long as they're not scoring 40, as long as they're going to go out and score 20, 25, you'll be okay with that if Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell score 5. And so I'm going to go matchup versus matchup here. I'm just going to go bench versus bench because there's a lot of different matchups there. And I'll just say that as a whole, our bench is going to have to attack and be better than their bench. That's really what it boils down to, because I don't think the Grizzlies starters are better than the Los Angeles Clippers starters, especially considering Kawhi Leonard on there playing today as well. He didn't play in the last matchup. So that being said, let's look at some of our keys to the game for the Grizzlies versus the Clippers. The first key to the game is something that we talked about in this against the Houston Rockets, is free throw attempts. The Clippers are very, very good at drawing fouls. They're very good at driving the basket, getting foul calls. The Grizzlies are not very good at defending without their hands. And so that's really a big thing for them. They're going to have to defend without using their hands, using their feet, move laterally, get to their spot before the Clippers do, because that's huge. They rank fourth in the NBA getting to the line in free throw attempts and second in the NBA in free throw makes. That's huge. So slowing those guys down, defending without your hands, is key number one. The second key to the game is rebounding. Offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding. They're one of the best teams in the NBA in rebounding, period. They rank third in the NBA in total rebounds, second in the NBA in offensive rebounds. So Jonas Valanciunas is going to have his hands, or his work cut out for him, and really gobbling up the rebounds. We talked about this a few games ago. I believe it was against the Nuggets, who are very, very good rebounders. And it's team rebounding. It's not necessarily just Jonas Valanciunas. It's team rebounding. Everybody's got to do the work. Dylan Brooks, Jay Crowder, Jaren Jackson Jr., De'Anthony Melton, Tyus Jones, Ja Morant, everybody, team rebounding has to happen. I know, like, there's a fine line between pace and rebounding. You know, you want your guards to get out and run, and your bigs could rebound so you can pass the ball. But at the same time, your guards are fast enough to rebound the ball and get down the court. We've seen De'Anthony Melton do it in the last game against the Kings. So offensive rebounding, keeping them off the board, keeping them from second chance points, that's huge for the Grizzlies, because they create a lot of second chance points, a lot of second chance opportunities from their offensive rebounding. So it's going to have to be a team rebounding effect from the Grizzlies to really limit them on the boards. The Clippers are a really, really good defensive team, and that's going to be difficult for the Grizzlies to run their offense through sometimes. They are, we didn't talk about rankings, but the rankings real quick, they do 115 points per game, which is fifth in the NBA, and their offensive rating is fifth in the NBA. Their defensive rating is fifth in the NBA, and they are pretty good at pace as well. They played eighth fastest pace as well. So they're a very, very quick team. They get up and down the court, but they also defend really, really well. But their defense is good, but they can turn the ball over quite a bit sometimes because of the pace. So it would be an opportunity for the Grizzlies to steal the ball, get out in transition, score fast break opportunities. That's what their offense needs to be. Their offense has to become quick in the shot clock. It has to come in the fast break opportunities. It has to come from the three-point line. All those things we talk about every single game from the Grizzlies, they have to do that and execute extremely well to win this game against the Clippers, for sure. Because once their defense gets set, it's a little bit like the Nuggets. I don't think their defense are as good as the Nuggets, but it's a little bit like that in the sense that once their defense gets set, they're really good at rotations and really good at stopping and slowing down your offense. So the Grizzlies can take advantage of that, stealing the basketball, turning them over, and playing in a fast break opportunity and getting buckets when their defense is either non-existent or not set at all. All in all, I think the Grizzlies are probably lose this game because the Clippers are just extremely good at basketball. They're third in the NBA. So I don't expect them to win, but I think they'll have a chance in the sense if they do all these things correct. Of course, they play a really good game. They'll always have a chance against this game. But all in all, probably a loss for the Grizzlies, and they'll probably be able to get back on it against the Suns tomorrow coming up on Sunday. Look out for that game preview coming up here in just a little bit as well.